So you might have heard me just say that I always listen and then say yes or no, and you should do the same. And when you do, compare that company to Isante Organics. I do listen. And then I happen to list out the other company's opportunities and assets, and I actually make a two-column list so I can compare and contrast the competitor company right next to Isante Organics. In the first column, I list timing, corporate leadership, products, market, sustainability, supply, demand, problem, solution, cost of startup, cost of overhead operations, return on investment, pay structure, residual, training system. Do they have a system? Do they have leads that call you? The culture, the longevity. And then in column two, I list the answer to those things in relation to Isante Organics. And in column three, I list the answer to those things in relation to that other puny competitor. If you don't write all of these points down, please consider it or photocopy this page and keep this paragraph in your wallet, because it's always a good idea to showcase your company's assets, even when somebody else brings a different offer to the table. I can promise you 100% of the time, every single time, Isante Organics assets outshine every other opportunity out there. I always say, if you find something better, show me. I close people just by comparing apples to apples. It happens all the time. Okay, back to the story. So Barbara was raising their five young kids, I can't even imagine, and getting away from their blended family on occasion by attending fundraisers just for the social aspect is something that Barbara did. Barbara told me she wasn't proud of that. You know, honestly, I admired her for sharing the truth. It kind of humanized her to me, right? She wasn't going to these fundraisers, you know, to do good. She was just literally trying to get away from this big giant family of five kids who were driving her crazy. And she wanted, you know, to socialize with other humans her age. So it really did humanize her to me. Another moral to this true story, be truthful when you share your own story, because it shows you don't need to be perfect to do this business. Barbara shared her story with me and it stuck like bubblegum. So I was married to my loving, self-made, multimillionaire husband, yet he would constantly tell me he disapproved of my business. I was raising five young kids, and I was committed to making sure they were always my top priority. So I didn't want to do my network marketing business at night. I was attending fundraisers, not because I cared. I just wanted a social life outside of my five kids. My favorite night of the week was Friday night, because it was our family date night, and it meant the world to me and all of us. I knew I wanted to really start building my network marketing business, and I also knew I was the world's worst procrastinator. My network marketing business wasn't growing. It wasn't happening. So here's what I did. I told myself at the beginning of each week that I could not go on Friday family date night until I had two one-on-one lunch appointments to share the company, booked for the following week. And every week, right at 2 p.m. on Friday, boy, I'd get on the phone and I'd book those two lunch appointments for the following week. Then I'd go out on my family date night. I became a multimillionaire by going to lunch twice a week for 2 years. So you'll have to excuse me earlier. I thought it was one lunch a week. Barbara was actually booking two lunches a week for 2 years straight. And that's how she became a multi-millionaire. And you can do it too. And you have it easier. Why? Because you have the classified ad system, unlimited leads that call you. Barbara did not have that.